Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, 2 minutes past 5 p.m. Brian Kilmeade joins us. Hello, Brian.
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, man, thanks for recording that message on my 20th anniversary. That was very kind of you.
Yeah, I can't wait to do it on the 30th.
Yeah, me too. So how many? We started around the same time as far as Fox News, right?
I think so. I mean, I started filling in 96, full-time in 97.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Same amount of time, and you're much more successful, so it's always a nice reminder.
Well, I got very lucky.
That makes me feel better. Where do you want to start? Are there stories to talk about today?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, we got the debate tomorrow. We got 13 days till we're done. And I just think there's one thing I think all our listeners can respect, hard work. And I think it's unbelievable after 47 years, you have to take four of the next 5 days off, maybe more, six of the next seven, in order to prepare for a debate. I mean, come on. How embarrassing is that?
Yeah, but devil's advocate, don't you think that that's just a really good excuse to keep him from saying something stupid?
Isn't that worse?
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, this guy's going to be president of the United States and you're afraid he's going to say something stupid?
To you and I, it's worse. But to your average person out there who's just working at the Cone Barn and not paying attention or listening to DGS or Kilmeade, all they know is they didn't hear Biden say anything dumb today.
Yeah, and like, you know, their big mantra, to back up your point, is President Trump wants to distract us. Really? Distract us by Hunter Biden dropping off a laptop at the local Delaware repair shop, forgetting it's there. They look inside of it after 45 days, and they realize it's got incredible stuff on it, and they call the FBI, and instead of dealing with that, I'll just stay home.
Who was holding on to it for 45 days? Do we know?
The Delaware computer repair shop. By the way, if you have an Apple computer, go to Apple.
Yeah, right.
You know, they have a way of following up. They can email you, text message you, and say, I know you were drunk when you came in or on something. Come pick it up. It's done. So, I mean, to me, it's unbelievable that one of the biggest stories in my lifetime has to be this story in particular. Not that it's going to change the balance of the election, even if it was pursued full bore by everybody. But the fact is that people will just ignore it, that social media companies will refuse to acknowledge it, that they will say that the Russians were behind it when the Russians clearly had nothing to do with this. They're just, wait a second, the Russians do it. That's like saying, well, I gave up a home run because the parking lot was full. What are you talking about? One thing has nothing to do with the other, but no one has even a follow-up question. And if you like that story on Sunday and you said, I'm going to retweet that, your account was frozen. I mean, this is the biggest story. This biggest story is that somebody is telling us what to think and do and who should win.
Brian, forgive me for not knowing this, but how did Rudy Giuliani come into possession of the hard drive?
Well, I mean, the way the story goes is Hunter Biden walks in with three laptops. He walks in and he says, I got these wet. Can you help me? So he leaves with two of them, leaves one of them. How do we know? Well, he signed an invoice, or whatever they call it, a receipt that said, you know, Hunter Biden dropping this thing off. Now, how do we know what he did next? Well, after a while, this computer guy says, no one's answering this phone. I'm going to call the FBI because I looked at this hard drive, which to me I don't love. I mean, do I love the fact that if I leave my computer to be fixed, someone's looking at it? But evidently, judging by Hunter Biden, what kind of condition he must have been in, perhaps, judging by some of the video, it looks like it could be any condition. He looks into it, sees how bad this stuff is. Everybody knows the Bidens in the area. The guy calls the FBI. So the FBI comes and takes it in December of last year, so 11 months ago. But he laid it off to another hard drive because he didn't know what was going on. This, according to what we know so far, the FBI takes it. They don't hear another thing. But how do we know the FBI took it? They filled out paperwork, and they gave him a receipt for it. They came back and talked to him about it again. So he hears nothing. So he calls, sends out a feeler to Senator Ron Johnson, and then he sends to Senator Mike Lee, and neither one get back to him right away. So he calls up Rudy Giuliani, can't get through to him. He gets to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer named, last name is Costello. He picks it up. By the time they go and look at it and see what's on this hard drive, they go, holy crap, what is this? So all this Chinese stuff is on there. So they call Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon knows all about China, the industry, knows the business, knows the provinces. Probably the smartest guy I've ever heard speak outside Dave. And together they go and they say they drop it off and they start looking at it and they drop it off to the New York Post. The New York Post takes 10 days and they verify and they go, listen, we're going to publish this. So they get two guys to start publishing this, two people to publish it. They get some editorial writers to look at it, Miranda Devine, and they put it forward. And what I find staggering, even if you love it or hate it, if you vote for Biden or Trump, I don't care. But this is a story. But what they decide to do is say, we can't verify this, so we are going to freeze anybody's account that does, including the New York Post, the country's fourth largest newspaper. Wait a second. Do we know the Atlantic story is true in 2018? You don't even have a first-hand account that the president called them suckers and losers. In fact, Zach Fuentes, the chief of staff for General Kelly, says, I was there. He never said anything like that. John Bolton, the latest anti-Trumper, says, I was there the whole time. He never said that. That did not stop any social media company or the New York Times from publishing, and the Washington Post, from publishing this story, and the Facebook and Twitter to leave this story. So please tell me, even if you are driving home right now and busy in sick traffic, and you'd be rather listening to sports, just tell me this doesn't disturb you, that social media companies could decide this could look good for Trump, so I am going to destroy it. Now, people that love Trump say don't overemphasize this tomorrow night. People are going to get see. People are in the middle of a pandemic. They're worried about the economy. They want to get their jobs back. They want to know if you can do it. They want to know what you did and what you plan on doing. Bring it up, but don't live on it. Now, he's probably going to try to live on it. I'm not saying that that's the right move, but to put it on the shelf, I know instinctively everything, every fiber of my being is wrong.
Brian, what is the worst allegation against Joe Biden apropos of this laptop as opposed to Hunter?
Okay, put it this way. We all have people in our lives that have had substance or alcohol addictions. And a lot of them are great people, very successful. They can coexist, or they can, or they destroy their lives, or they're not successful, but they affect you in some way. And I think to many degrees you're born like that. Having said all that, do you want somebody that clearly has been in and out of four or five rehabs, kicked out of the military within a week? Do you want them doing international business with Kazakhstan, Ukraine, China, and Romania? I think the answer we all say is no. How about saying that I will get you access to Washington and the vice president, who happens to be my dad? By all instincts, if not illegal, it's wrong. What if there were, even though that vice president denied it, what if there were pictures of him with them? All instinct says that is wrong. What if one of those people are China and you don't get millions, you don't get hundreds of thousands, you get millions? And what if you have no experience in doing that? And what if one of the people is in the Chinese Communist Party? And what if in one of those emails it says 10 goes to the big guy? And the big guy, according to Fox News' Mike Emanuel, is Biden. Mm-hmm. And what if we got a third person who's hooked on that email to admit that is a legitimate email and they sent it and they were part of that email exchange? Does that bother you? The answer is yes, because right now China is our number one enemy. They're trying to infiltrate every way possible, and they're trying to get rid of Trump because Trump has taken him on in almost every sense of the word right now. And the first thing Joe Biden said, they're not bad folks, why is the President Trump being so tough on them? When he realized the country has changed, the situation has changed, he quickly backtracked off that. But at the very least, the perception that you're getting money from China's a energy company in China, thanks to your son, is a issue. And if it was Don Jr. or Eric, it's a problem. So I asked Eric today on the show. I said, Eric, well, your sister, Ivanka, has patents in China. How do you feel about that? He said, Brian, they will knock off her name, knock off her bags, knock off her shoes, knock off her fashion industry, whatever she's selling, and they will make money. You cannot do business in China without a patent. I said, Eric, why do you have an office in China? He said, you can't do business in China without an office, even the smallest office, period. I said, why did you pay $187,000? He goes, for a while, in taxes. He said, for a while, we wanted to get golf courses and hotels in China. We stopped. My dad got the job. We stopped doing business. That is it. At least I have something to hold in my hand to say I bought and say I had. I could tell you the property we were going for and what we stopped doing. What the hell did he do to qualify for it? What does he have in exchange? They have influence. He's got money. Where's America?
Brian, it's Tony. Monday, it looks like, is going to be the full Senate vote on Amy Coney Barrett. Do you expect it to go smoothly, as smoothly as politics can possibly go in 2020? And will we finally be able to start to move on from this story?
Okay. We know this. The 87-year-old Senator Feinstein, that firebrand, who's the one behind the Kavanaugh hysteria that put Blasey Ford forward and said she was credible, and tried to destroy Kavanaugh's life by something that they claim happened in 11th grade. She now hugged and said, good job, Lindsey Graham, and now she's probably going to lose her seat as a ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. Okay, that's where we're at. And now that they're going to have a vote, they will leave posters in the seats of people who need health care coverage instead of showing up for a vote. Now, you need two Democrats even to vote no for a quorum. They say they got to pass legislation real quick that says you don't need a quorum, so they think they're going to do it. And when it comes to the House vote, all 47 Democrats will probably walk out. But I was stunned by this poll, one of which said, should the Democrats, 2 weeks ago, they said, should the Republicans rush and fill that seat? And I think 38% said yes, or I said no. Do you know what the number is now? 51% say yes, fill it. 47% say don't. This woman was so impressive. The way it was done was so interesting and fascinating. I feel like I earned a law degree by watching it, that people have turned around on her. So the Democrats are going to walk out during that. And they're either going to walk out sensationalistically or just going to leave posters in their seats. So we'll probably be delayed a day or two at tops, but it's going to pass.
That's so dumb.
It is.
God, it's so childish.
At what point does your showmanship like lose its effect? I feel like every time there's an event, someone's making a statement, and now they don't mean anything to me anymore.
God. Do you think we're going to get stimulus before the election?
Well, what I've told is, in terms of procedures, it's going to be hard to do both. And McConnell's like, don't touch my Supreme Court justice seat. And also Republicans are saying, we don't want to spend anymore. We already have $3.3 trillion in debt. However, I do feel for the people in the hospitality industry and the airline industry, just off the top of my head, who don't have jobs and wonder where the money's coming from. Can they keep their business going? Can they keep their rent paid? And I think they deserve some help with their own taxpayer dollars and their own taxpayer debt. I hope we can find a way to do both. I think the president wants to do it, but Steve Mnuchin wants to do it. I think that obviously Nancy Pelosi wants to do it. I think most Republicans in tough states like Joni Ernst in Iowa, like Cory Gardner in Colorado, like Tom Tillis in North Carolina, they want it. They need it. But I'm not sure that McConnell feels it, even though he's in a tight race, too. I think the market would rise. I think people would feel better knowing money was coming. I think businesses would stay. I think lease owners would hold knowing that money was coming. I'd love to see it. But they tell me, these experts that know about procedures in Capitol Hill say you can't do both.
Brian, do you think the Borat, Rudy Giuliani stuff that came out today is intentionally timed to be a distraction or just coincidence?
I think there's no question it's intentionally timed, and this guy's dangerous. You know, everyone's like, oh, it's funny until it happens to you. And I don't know details of it. I'm just kind of coming into it, talk to some people involved in it. So, but it's just a way to, in a way, if you care about the laptop and its authenticity and the emails, it really shouldn't affect it. But if you're looking for an excuse not to pay attention to it, that Rudy Giuliani was involved, you'll use it. But when you have CIA people come out and say this is Russian propaganda, they should be giving up their CIA card. I think it's a big deal for Rudy personally. I haven't seen the movie. I won't see the movie. But I think we'll probably know in the next couple of days.
Very good. All right, Brian. Thanks very much. Appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, guys. Go get him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
5:30 DGS. Happy Wednesday. Rach pointed out we've been talking about nothing but politics. It's a big political day.
Yeah,
it's kind of unbelievable that we're less than 2 weeks from the election. Less than 2 weeks. It's crazy.
And then again.
Yeah. And then again, it feels like it's been going on. Well, it has been going on for years.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Totally like, wow.
I'm sitting here and I'm just like, wow.
The laptop and the emails made it to a Trump campaign ad. I just saw like highlighted portions.
Yeah. One more thing on this.
Yeah.
Because I really don't understand a lot about it. I've learned more during this show than I've known the whole time. I understand the mainstream media covering for Biden. I get that. And what I don't understand is the FBI has had it for a year. FBI knows what's on it. And so if the FBI knows, then William Barr knows. And if William Barr and the FBI know what's on it and there's something illegal, then how are they doing?
Do they?
Well, maybe there's not. Maybe
or did they
the
say.
Whole...
Right. No, that's certainly a possibility.
Or is this. I thought the story was that it was given to the FBI, but the FBI didn't do anything with it. Like, it was turned in, but
I mean,
the FBI was like,
it's been a story now for days.
Yeah.
So even if they started days ago.
Right.
They have a pretty good idea.
They know now, yeah. That's a good point. Yep.
And please, no one roast me for this. I truly don't know the answer. Are we, is there like proof that it's Hunter Biden's laptop? Brian said there was a signature. Is there like a scanned ID or something?
No, I think it's just this guy's word.
Okay.
And this guy's a Fruit Loop.
Right.
Doesn't mean he's not telling the truth, but he's a weirdo.
The whole thing is very sus.
And he says, yep, it was Hunter Biden. He came in. He signed it. Here's his signature.
And they have the
he
signature.
He signed a receipt or whatever.
Yeah, and they have the signature, which I guess matches. But again, that doesn't prove you can.
As I understand it.
Fake signatures.
A part of our government, part of the CIA is saying this is Russian disinformation. So that's. The whole thing's just crazy.
Yeah.
Everything seems like it should be a lot simpler than it is.
I'm just glad this is happening 2 weeks before the election and not maybe like 2 months when we would have time to actually sort this out and figure out what's actually going on. Instead, we just have to have this like mad scramble of like.
And don't you think that what happens for most people when things get cuckoo is they throw up their hands and go, whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to do? You know what I mean? I mean, every day there's. A report that conflicts the last report, and then a report that conflicts the conflict of the report from yesterday.
And it seems like you can always find evidence or an expert to back up your side.
To back up whatever
for
you want.
For sure.
Well, I'm all for... Brian brought up the truly disturbing part of the story to me, which is that social media did make the decision to not allow people to share the story.
Yeah. That's chilling.
That is chilling.
And if Democrats are happy about it, I guarantee you it's going to turn around and bite you in the butt one day. Well, this is good for nobody.
There's very similarly, there's evidence that Zuckerberg had Facebook suppress like farther left publications on Facebook and people from sharing that back in 2016 and since then. So, I mean, it's something that's happening on both sides of the spectrum. And the problem is that social media is doing it to anyone.
Well, I feel the same way. Whenever the president was being impeached, I was like, I want to hear all this because I want to know what happened. More information is always better. And it's the same thing with this. Like, the waters seem pretty muddy on this. There are people who are really confident about what happened, but we don't have all the facts, like, as far as, like, reporting on it and all this. I would like to see as much as we possibly can. I mean, if this is in fact Hunter Biden's laptop and this stuff is really on there, nobody on this show wants to not hear that information. We just want to get true factual information. And it is incredibly disturbing to me that Twitter and Facebook were like, not this one.
It's not being a social media guy, it stopped me in my tracks.
My biggest question for everybody involved in this is, Did you an investigation?
Yeah, since 2017.
Have you did an investigation?
That's a very good question.
That's what I
want
to know.
Since 2017, it was. They changed their algorithm to suppress, like, far-left sites like
Chicoban and Mother Jones. Is New York Post far-right?
No. That's
it's just the story.
No,
that's
it's
the
like, yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, it's like all stories from everywhere, they just seem to be suppressing. It's not even like a... they're taking a side politically. Yeah. It's that they just seem to be suppressing political stories, and that's bad.
Yeah, if you want to talk about, if the conversation is, hey, this is a very extreme right wing or extreme left wing group or website or whatever, and it's so you're putting a question mark on that. That's one conversation. When it's the New York Post, like Brian said, the fourth biggest newspaper in the country and the oldest newspaper in the country and has the... and now you're deciding to censor something from them.
Yeah.
That's different than saying, you know, well, this group is a very...
which
extreme.
I think made it a bigger story.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because now that's a story, too. Now there's two stories centered around this laptop.
So is Barr not going to move on this? Did he say
he
last week
yet.
That there's nothing?
He hasn't said either way.
He hasn't said either way.
I don't know. I mean, it's funny, but why?
I mean, Trump's obviously pissed at him.
Wouldn't you? Why? I don't understand why wouldn't
maybe
you?
He knows it's bogus.
Well, then say it's bogus.
Then say so.
Then say we looked at it. We did an investigation.
It might be a little, devil's advocate, it might be a little intimidating to say it's bogus whenever you have the president going like, it's time, move now. It's going to be really bad for you if you don't do something about this.
I know everybody who's even a little bit liberal is going to laugh when I say this and say that I'm an idiot. But I honestly don't think that William Barr is intimidated by the president. I know a lot of people are going, oh, are you kidding me? He's his lapdog. He does everything. I just don't get that from him. I feel like he...
I mean, I think he's a lapdog, but I don't think he's necessarily
intimidated. I feel like he does what he thinks is right. And sometimes that lines up with Trump, and then therefore
thus far, exclusively.
But I don't think he would... I don't think William Barr would... I think if there was something that he was going to do and the president said don't do it, I don't think William Barr would go... I don't think that he would just... He might quit. He may, like... not do the investigation, but say I can't continue to do this gig. I don't know. I maybe I'm giving him too much credit. It's very possible. Like I said, I'm sure there's people screaming at the radio right now, going,
"You're giving him a lot of credit."
Can't believe.
I mean, I'm not saying that he doesn't act on his own volition, but thus far, his volitions have exclusively lined up with what the president wants when he wants it.
Isn't it amazing that one human being could change the outcome of this election? Do you know what human being I'm talking about?
Is it Borat?
No. Close.
Is it me?
Michael Bloomberg.
Is it Sue?
Michael Bloomberg, because everyone agrees
he's doing
Trump
Florida?
Cannot win without Florida.
Yeah.
And they're very close, neck and neck.
Yeah.
And Bloomberg's putting in $150 million to Florida alone, which could turn it. It's amazing that one human being, one guy with two arms and two legs, could pick the president.
You know
but
what?
He thought he could do it for himself, too.
That's true. And also,
yeah, but...
it's not surprising.
Then we got to see him.
It's not surprising to me because that's the kind of power that like one person can have when they have that many like billions of dollars. You can literally, influence the entire world without actually doing anything.
Man, I could run South Roxana.
You could run. You could run the whole country. You could be president if you had like $50 billion, or I mean, that's I think even a fraction of what Bloomberg has.
I think he's saying no.
I didn't mean if I had hundreds of billions of dollars, I could run South Roxana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my ultimate Machiavellian goal.
I was like, hey, think bigger, man.
He's saying...
No, Dave. No, you could run way more than South Roxana.
Right, let me run your campaign. We can get we can get you so much bigger.
He's saying right now with his very modest bank account.
That was very cute.
He believes he can...
That was very cute. Finally, Gontraman is mine.
Dream big, Dave. Dream bigger.
All right. Who's got the hot potato today?
I've got it.
All right.
Ooh, okay.
You tell us what it is and you throw it to somebody.
Hope this one isn't controversial, but it's intercom radio personalities.
Put your pen down, you cheater.
Including, like,
wow,
producers.
That just happened.
Yeah. What, did you see her? Rachel started talking, and Sue grabs her notebook and pen.
That's what I always do.
You can't write. Remember, we got. I would be doing it too if we could.
I thought maybe I would write this one stall down and then put it down.
She's doing traffic.
You cheater.
True.
Ha ha! He called her a liar again.
True.
It's the greatest day of my life.
No, because
it is suspicious.
I would cheat. I mean, I would.
And now Andrew's on it.
I would take notes too if I could.
Taking all the heat off of me.
All right. Well, then, if the Rock Road is one, I'm out.
Well,
okay. I'll write Hunter Biden on my list and say, oh, that's all I was doing was taking notes about our conversation.
It is intercom radio personalities.
Okay.
So you can include anyone who talks on the air.
All right. Current or past?
Current.
Current.
Yeah.
Got it.
Intercom.
Okay.
Go.
Dave Glover.
Who's next?
You.
Dave.
Rachel Zimmerman.
Me.
Sue Thomas.
Tony Colombo.
Can't believe you even said his name.
Annie Fry.
Mark Cox.
Katie.
Katie whom?
Fitzpatrick.
Okay, thank you.
Mark Reardon.
Ooh.
Going outside the station.
Tim Conby.
Dave Klein.
Charlie Brennan.
Wow. Took a second.
It's getting harder, isn't it?
Paul Cook.
Oh, good one.
Mark Cox.
I already said it.
Who said Mark Cox?
Yeah.
Dave.
Jen Myers.
Son of a
gun. Kevin Berghoff.
Well, look at that karma.
Debbie Monterey.
Lance.
What's his last name?
Let's look at his last name.
Is it Thomas? No, it's your last name.
All the traffic
All
people
traffic
are related.
People are married. Then there were three.
Hildebrand.
It's Hildebrand.
Carol Daniel.
Amy Marks Course.
We haven't seen anyone in 6 months.
I know. That's why it's a hard
one. It is a little tough. Yeah. It is a little tough.
It's not tough.
Hayes.
Hayes, what's his last name? No,
just kidding.
Hazy Clouds, that's his full name.
Are you out? Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Out.
I think he's out.
Roger Brand.
Thomas.
Greg Hewitt.
Roger Thomas.
Tim Jones.
Trish Gazelle.
Randy Tobler.
Bo Matthews.
Cox, I can't believe
Michael Calhoun.
Damn it.
Brian Kelly.
Who's Brian Kelly?
Wow, what, you're saying that into an open mic.
Yeah, these are people
Who the
in our
hell
building.
Is that? Come on, Dave.
That's some time.
I know.
That's
I know.
A lot of time
I know.
I've got a couple.
Terrible.
I'm gonna will you some, like I did last time.
Rush Limbaugh.
Tom Ackerman.
Fred Bottomer.
Oh,
that was a
Fred.
Great one.
Ooh,
Rush
Fred.
Limbaugh does not work for Intercom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't think she said work for. She said
intercom,
intercom personalities.
That's what that means.
Let me ask you something.
Oh, boy.
Is Rush Limbaugh on an intercom station?
Yeah, but he's not an intercom. Well,
he's
actually
on other radio stations, too, though.
I guess intercom would pay him a salary, right?
He is an intercom radio personality.
Okay. We'll let it go.
Kevin Killeen.
Oh, good one. Let's do... What's his name? The guy on After Us, Del Walmsley.
Del Walmsley.
If we can do Rush Limbaugh,
yeah, you can do
we can
Rush.
Do
you can do Del. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Did we say Trish? Trish Gazelle?
Yep.
You said her.
I think you said her.
Oh, I'm great. I'm out.
Did anyone say Ryan Wiggins?
Nope.
Nope. You're good.
No, of course not.
I love that I said her and can't remember. I need help.
Love you, Ryan.
Denise Schaefer.
Yeah. Tricia Siekman.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Middleman.
Frank Ooh. Ladd.
Julie Tristan.
Oh, good one. Chad Ellis.
That was the one I was willing you as Julie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Delilah.
Technically, I guess. Since we're accepting Russian
Oh,
dolls.
My gosh. On? That was my favorite.
It's on KZK,
she's
right,
back.
Sue?
Still? Yeah.
She's back. She was back.
She went away.
She
I was going to say.
She's back.
I listen to her every night.
That's hilarious.
Christopher Arps.
Oh.
Keith Antone.
No. He's not an internet personality. He doesn't work here.
Yeah.
Wow.
She wins.
You racist
Way to go,
piece
Rachel.
Of crap. Sorry, Keith. I apologize for that.
So I win.
You win. Way to go, Rach.
You're an intercom personality in my book.
Did we say Frank Ladd? Because I don't want
you did.
You did.
You did. Okay. Frank.
You did.
Did anybody say Paul Cook?
Yeah.
Said, yeah.
You did.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
We forgot Kevin Bergdorf. That came
I
no.
said
later.
It.
He said
oh, you
it.
Did? Okay.
He said it.
Rodney Boyd.
I was getting to him.
Yeah, sure you were.
Keith Antone.
Oh, Maria. Forgot Maria Kina.
I couldn't remember
yes.
Maria's last name, but yeah, she was on my list. I hope no one's listening and getting their feelings hurt like they didn't say my name.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know you're not supposed to say things like this, but since he's a white man, I'm going to. That guy looks more like a pig came to life and got a job than any other person. It's not just that he's overweight. Is it ursine? He looks like a pig. He looks like the most handsome pig in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Developed the ability to speak, and then he's like, I need glasses. And so then he put on glasses. Sorry, that sounds too much like Sue. And then they're like, why don't you go be a pundit on CNN? He's like, I wouldn't mind, and here he is.
I think he just looks like Felix on Bob's Burgers, if that helps anyone.
Which one's Felix?
He's the one that's...
He's the one that looks like
Mr. Fish Odor's brother.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
I do, too. He's my favorite.
How much would it hurt your feelings?
A lot. A lot.
It's terrible.
I saw your billboard and was like, that guy.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're a Fox News contributor and you're making...
Yeah, they can take it.
Yeah, like, right? I mean, it's still not fair, but...
Okay, maybe the glow of my 20th anniversary is not over yet, and you guys can give me one more accolade. Based on what happened in the last 5 minutes, could you brag a little about how good I am at getting bad news?
He handles it with grace,
you know,
with class, dignity.
You weren't wrong on that one, though. when it's bad news and it's not fair, then it's different.
I would say the pinnacle of strength is
Thank
how
you,
I
Rach.
Put it.
Thank you.
I thought you were
I never hesitate when I have to deliver something.
I thought you were
like,
going to ask about
you're good.
The way that you voice text. So
that was
phone.
Very interesting.
Every
we
single
really
How do you guys do it?
If it is okay with
you.
I don't
comma.
Like to voice text.
Do you guys
always,
not talk
I'm
like that?
Constantly fixing it.
I think I do as an imitation of you, but not naturally.
What? What's that supposed to
so
mean?
So you have no personal way of doing it?
I never sent a voice text in my life before I started working for Dave Glover.
All right. Send one of us a voice text now, and let's just see how you say it.
All right.
And don't fake it.
I almost texted Annie.
And don't fake it.
Hey, Dave, comma, you told me to send you this text, comma, so I'm doing it. Exclamation point. That's how I say it.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, fine.
Let's hear yours.
Hello, comma, Rachel, comma, I've received your missive, comma.
Okay, I've got one for
I guess
Gaia
I'm a little
TV.
Stilted.
You look like a pig that came to life and got a job, comma, no shade, though.
I mean it in a good way.
That's poor sign, yes.
Yes. Who's our sign?
I don't, I bear? I don't know.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Steve, comma, sorry I cussed on the radio today, comma.
Period. Oh, you're
but
still going, sorry.
At least I didn't call another man a handsome pig, period.
Oh, boy.
You guys want a really quick Paranormal Wednesday story?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, pop superstar mm-hmm. and general weirdo, claims she once had an experience with an alien after being chased by a UFO.
What was the experience?
She said she was driving through San Bernardino with her friend and she got chased down by sort of UFO. She said the unidentified flying object looked like a flying snowplow that
was
glowing yellow.
A UFO, not an unidentified flying.
A flying snowplow?
Yes. Glowing yellow. She insists her friend saw it too, as did a couple of other cars on the road. Gosh, I hope it wasn't the Goodyear blimp. I looked pretty stupid with that one. Later in the interview, she claimed she had made contact with the alien. She said, the alien looked at me and we made eye contact, and I think that's what really shook me. Looking into the eyes of something.
Was he driving the snowplow?
It
like sitting in the driver's seat?
Wrap my head around.
It wasn't the snowplow that got her.
Did they make eye contact through the windshield?
They were driving by and they both did the like hand wave off the steering wheel.
Here's what's weird.
I see you looking at me, looking at you, looking at me.
I completely believe in aliens and UFOs. But when Miley Cyrus says it, I'm
Well, when she says flying snowplow and
the snowplow didn't help.
She also smokes a lot of pot. Let's just be honest. That's kind of part of her thing. So she could have been.
Spot make you see UFOs?
Well, I'm just saying she could have been having a good time.
You think that pig man smokes pot?
100% no.
Tell me that doesn't look like Felix.
That man drinks milk.
That man is milk.
That's his vice.
People drink him.
He's supposed to drink skim and he drinks 2%
He's like,
sometimes.
Vitamin D, bitches.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.